Previously on The Guardians of Fahal. The party was approached by a mysterious figure on their way to meet Officer Hughes and led to a tavern where the figure revealed themselves to be Felix, a previous freelancer some of the party had met the night they rescued the guildmaster's son. Felix tries to warn them about snooping around with the Venerable too much, revealing himself to be part of it. After a tense conversation, he shares that there are multiple branches of the Venerable and it will take people like him trying to take it down from the inside for it to truly end. He offered some information on the person Una was looking for, a man named Lou, wanted for a series of murders from her village, and some allies potentially helping him from within the Venerable's organization. They then met up with Hughes and started to head down into the aqueducts with him to look for some missing city workers. Felix, still accompanying them from the shadows, was half-spotted by Officer Hughes, who confronted him on his business with the party. Hughes actually stops and looks at you walking. He's like, can I help you?
Oh, snap.
He smiles. Oh, yes. My name's Felix. I'm just joining you guys for your trip down the aqueducts. I hope this will...
Okay, and he looks at you.
Oh.
At you guys, like, who is this person?
I've never seen this person before in my life.
Oh my god. You guys are
he was he's the person we borrowed the book
not.
From.
He's a friend who helped us out before. And now he wants to help us this time.
Felix looks a bit confused.
Make a persuasion check, Andrew, with advantage.
Let me see what that adds up to. Persuasion 23.
Hughes is like, oh, okay, and doesn't question it. And he just
I just kind of give my brother I thought we weren't supposed to know who he was sort of look.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, you know, Una started lying, and I just didn't like that, so I had to tell the truth.
Hey,
you gotta stop me before I start.
That's so funny.
Hughes goes on and continues walking towards the aqueduct's entrance, and you guys all make it in. We'll go to my notes. You descend the stairs made of smooth stone and head below the city street. Rain is pooled on some of the stairs and causes your feet to slip slightly, making the stone shine from, like, the wall sconces. After a couple minutes, you come to the first gate you passed by on your first trip through the aqueducts. A worker is sitting there, not one you recognize, not the one who was rude to you the first time you came through, in a small guardhouse. And you can see that the gate looks malformed and the iron bars are corroded.
Hughes told us about this, right? I seem to remember.
Yeah, I think he said something. Yeah, there was damage.
Yes, he did. He told us. Yes, he told us about this.
The man kind of like stands up like a little stiffly, looks a little bit like in his early 20s. He's like, officer, I was told that you would be inspecting today. You're gonna go look for the workers. And he looks very like grateful to see Hughes, but also just kind of like nervous in general. Like, he was sitting there kind of nervous and on edge, like listening before you guys walked down, like walked up to him as well. Like, maybe he's just uncomfortable being here.
What's your name?
Stefan. Stefan of Larkin Street.
Stefan of Larkin Street. Why are you so nervous?
I'm scared that whatever came over here and melted the bars of it is gonna come back. So I'm just hoping that you guys are, you know, gonna find whatever it is. And missing people.
No, it did it.
Mm-mm.
We just know that, like, some workers have been missing, and then we saw in this one that there had been corrosion. It's not just this aqueduct entrance. It's also been one up a block and then down the other block way, too.
Both of them were damaged like this?
Uh-huh. I don't know why I said it like I was lying, but no, he's like, uh-huh, mm-hmm.
I was just going to be like,
I was having this identity crisis of who is this character in my head, and I don't know how to play them and what they sound like. Hughes is like, well, so Hughes is like, if you unlock it, we'll
excuse try me, to- Hughes. I guess we're done talking to you.
This is my case.
Jeez,
son.
Okay.
That was more of a narrate why. But no, it's cool.
I know.
Cool. I didn't have any more questions for this random NPC that you don't want me to talk to.
No, you can keep talking to the NPC.
Suddenly got
fine.
Very feisty.
No. It's good. It's good. It's fine. All right. Into the aqueducts we go.
Yeah. He opened
we're like a loading screen. Well, we
no, it's like
a
Final Fantasy transition.
It was pretty seamless. Cool.
Well, hang on. I got a tiny bit more narration. Hold on just a second. The man, like, lets you in.
That loading screen.
And then says, like, as it's closing, he's like, by the way, some of the stone is worn down in spots, so watch your step. And good luck on finding whatever this is.
White. What do you mean worn down in places?
Well, like, look at your feet. Which, by the way, you guys are gonna have to either cast light or have torches unless you have dark vision because you can't see down here. Hughes is fine because
I can put light on one little stone.
Dark vision. Dark vision.
Felix is going to light his hooded lantern.
So what's on my feet?
You notice that, like, the stone, when you walked through here originally, it just looked like average stone that was, not tiled, but, like, cut smoothly. In a lot of the spots, it looks like it's concaved a bit and been warped. Like, it had melted and pooled a bit and then reformed, like, in a different shape. Kind of like when you melt chocolate.
Any idea
and
what could do that?
It into shapes. Huh?
Like, so it wasn't like this last time we were here.
No.
I would ask the group, does anybody have any idea what could do this? Do I have any idea?
Give me a nature or arcane checks?
Well, let's go.
I'm not proficient in either of those, so I won't roll.
Hey, I have an 18. It's the same for both. I'll do arcane.
Sam, did you want to roll too? Because I know you're proficient in
both.
I'm
switching dice.
15.
You're like, it looks like something kind of like, you know, for stone to be reshaped like this, like it would have had to melt or something. And that you're like, that seems very unlikely. Una, the same thing for you. You've heard stories of, like, sometimes fire elementals being able to melt certain things, but stone seems like too hot of a temperature to be something like that. What are your favorite enemies?
They are... It's a great question. I am favored as monstrosities.
Okay, yeah, no, that's what you know. So, yeah, it's pretty weird. Pretty weird.
Okay, well, keep going. I will be ahead of the group as much as possible. Kind of out of the light almost, just so that they can barely see my back and look for tracks as we go forward, but pretty much trying to be in the darkness as possible.
This is Josh's Hans and Franz. He'll be in the back of the group.
if we're doing like conga line or staggered line, he'll be in the back.
Okay. It's basically initially
second from the front.
Okay. And you guys have to walk basically single file.
Una up front, probably 20 to 30 feet in front of everyone to stay out of the light.
I think you'd still be in the light because doesn't like the light spell cast like 20 feet of bright and then
right, but that's also why my character's in the back.
Okay. All right. So you probably would only have to be, where's your character, Lauren, with the lantern?
Let's see. Where did you say you were, Josh?
In the back, basically making sure no one sneaks up on us, or if they do, I'm the first one hit.
Then I think that I'll be probably front or mid clump of everyone.
So she's mid clump, or he's mid clump, because Una's up front. So I'd have to be 35 feet away from Felix. So that way I can just take a 5-foot step out of the light.
Do you have a map where we can arrange our tokens?
I will in a minute. Megan, roll me an investigation check.
Bum, bum. Wish me good luck, you guys. Ooh, that was an 18 on die. I can totally take a picture if needed.
It's fine.
I've been rolling really well. Investigation is a 19.
You could either all be in one side of the aqueduct, or you could be on separate sides. It's about 10 feet across.
One.
Right. 10 feet.
This is 10 water. Feet water.
Yeah, 10 feet across from the like the ledge to the ledge.
The what we're walking on?
That is only 5 feet.
Okay, how deep is the water?
The water is probably 8 feet deep, so you could jump it, but if you fell in, if you missed it, then you would be, like, in the water. But it's not running super fast. There's a little bit of a push.
So people on both sides? I think we should just have people on one side, personally.
I've been swimming here before.
Well, I mean, as far as, like, entering into this area, have we come across any bridges where we could split sides?
Yeah, it's possible. You would have run into a chance to possibly split sides. Okay. But I'm just asking.
I say all on one side.
Yeah.
Una's up front. Wait, which way? We'll go this way. So
where are you going?
This way? So I'm up front, and I need to be 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Where Hans and Franz is right now is where Felix would need to be. Yeah.
Okay, and then Hughes will be...
It's only 20 feet from where I am to you.
Well, you don't have a light, do you? Or...
You just said from Hans and Franz.
She meant the other one. You know, it's almost like you guys shouldn't have had the same name.
Who?
Hans Franz.
Lauren, you want to...
Are you just hanging out in the same square
I'm letting Felix move forward, Nora move forward, and me move back there. Now the conga line is correct.
5, 6. Yeah, because then all I would have to do is do 5-step forward, and then I'm out of the light. So that is what I mean,
technically, you're in no light because it's a corner.
So you guys can sort of see me.
You're in no light. Well,
no, she's on the corner.
Right. No,
so
no.
I'm
lantern. Felix has a hooded lantern.
Yeah. Yeah. And Una needs to be in the dark.
She does her best work in the dark.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
what
I meant.
Sneaky like that. Not really.
All right.
You're so naughty. Okay. It's not nice. She's innocent.
She's
maybe
seeking out a man to make her a woman. I don't think she's innocent.
All right. So you guys are making it into here. Una, make perception check.
Now I'm going to roll crappy. Oh, 16 plus 5 is 21. Dude, I can't touch these dice after this. This is...
Okay.
This is so amazing.
So you have 21. Andrew, your character can roll too.
It'll be 13.
Perception.
I can, but I'm probably going to get better results using passive.
Lauren, are you going to actively look for Felix, or is he just
I'll roll
passive?
Yeah, I'm going to go with passive. I got an 8 on a different dice.
All right. Yeah.
Right. Through the internet, that's fascinating. How exactly do you practice that? Because I really, really, really want to know for future games.
Oh, man, Lauren.
I just sucked your luck away.
But how?
Yep. Oh, it's great. I just sucked the soul out of everyone.
Mm.
So, 18. You guys walk down probably about a ways, and Una's basically following the parts of the stone that seem more like they're kind of wonky, and where there's like a split, if it looks like something has gotten a bit more uneven or something, she'll kind of lean towards going that way. And you end up going probably a little bit northeast, more towards the Billows District, which is District Number 4, towards the river. I'm sorry, southwest. I have my map confused. And then as you guys are kind of mooring towards a narrower part of the aqueducts, the ones of you who rolled above a 15 here, like, it sounds like something is sliding across the ground from a ways away, probably like at least 60 or more feet away.
So we hear something sliding?
Like being dragged?
Like gravel
on gravel?
Everyone
give me stealth check.
Or like what type of sound is it? Like, is it gravel on gravel sliding? Wood against concrete? What's it like? What type of sound is it? Like, is it like a shh? Or like a or like sound?
It's a 16 for me.
It's more of a, it sounds more like, clay or something slippery sliding across
a
smooth
sound. Okay.
Yes. What was, 16 stealth for you? What was everybody else's stealth?
Oh, I'm gonna do more crap.
I got a nat 20,
Nora got
so
a
26.
I got a 10.
Okay.
He covers his lantern a bit. Or a lot. This cloak.
Felix is gone.
Jealous.
Did anyone get above a...
Yes.
I have to look at my notes, sorry.
Felix just did.
Did anybody get above an 18?
Felix.
18.
Felix did for... No, not for his stealth, for his passive. For their passive. Felix's passive is 19, right? 18? Okay.
For perception? I had a 20... What was it? I rolled a 16, I think it was. So 21 is what I have for my perception.
Okay. Yeah. Felix and Una think that they hear, like, murmuring of like multiple voices on top of the clay sound.
Una's gonna put her hand up as in to like motion for everyone to stop if that is the case.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it goes deathly quiet.
Whispering, I'll move up closer to Una and I'll whisper, "What do you hear? What's going on?"
She'll look at you and, like, point to her lips and mouth a murmur and a sludge sound. And she'll, like, over
I don't think I would have any idea what the fuck you're saying.
Oh, really? No!
Just imagine, just picture yourself mouthing murmur and a sludge noise and see if you would be able to guess that while reading somebody's lips.
Hey! Una doesn't know that, and that's how Una used to communicate with her friend. So that's what she does to you. So what is reaction to that? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I just go, what? I don't know what you're saying. I mean, I'm whispering, but...
Use your words.
Felix is going to actively try to see if he can see what's going on between those two.
Una will then whisper in her most quietest whisper, murmur, sludge, sound.
Why are you talking in broken English?
Quiet. She's not wanting to say a lot. She doesn't want to give away her position.
You're okay.
Like a military operation. She does best in the dark.
I mean, she's not wrong. This is how most military operations end up. So, I mean, yeah, if we're going this, if we're going this military style, I'll jump in the water and start swimming up there. No.
Do it.
No. I'll, like, motion to her, like, do you want me to go up there?
Point to the group and, like, let them know. Quietly.
I turn back around and I say to who's...
Hughes is right there.
I go up to Hughes and I say to Hughes, I'll like kind of shrug and be like, murmurs, sludge.
I heard the murmurs.
Something.
He said that. I heard the murmurs.
Oh.
At this time, I'm going to summon Spreeul and have him go. Does he have dark vision? Did we decide if he had dark vision? I think we did.
Yeah, puffins have to be able to see in the dark because if they hunt, if they dive underwater and hunt, they should be able to see in the dark.
Yes. So she's going to summon Spreeul and have him fly towards that sound as quietly and stealthily as possible.
Okay. Have him give me a perception check and a stealth check, but yeah.
Okay. So perception. Natural 20.
Okay.
So that is a 24. Stealth, on the other hand, is a 12.
All right.
Well, you can't win them all.
I should really be recording this because this has never happened, I think, in the history of me playing D&D as of late.
Hans and Franz was going to be like, Nora, what's going on? Why have we stopped moving?
They're kind of trying to figure things out, I think. I see Spreeul. I can't see much more. And she's, like, peeking around the corner. But she doesn't want to, like, intrude on people's space or make much noise.
Lizzie, I just have a question. How much water is in here? You said this was 8 feet deep?
Deep, and then 10 feet across.
Hans and Franz is kind of curious how Nora's feeling about being this close to water.
You can tell that Nora is keeping to the wall the best that she can. She's not like, it's not like before where she would like be visibly nervous about the water, where she's like peeking over into it and like you can see it on her face, but her body language is like leaning more towards the wall, but not actively terrified looking.
Okay. Yeah, Lizzie, I guess Hans and Franz would try to be on the water side of Nora so that she's got, like, an obstacle between her and the water.
Yeah. It's kind of more like you can put your arm in front of her and maybe part of your body, but you probably only got, like, a little bit of a ledge. So, like, if you were actually going to stand... Like, you would have to literally have her pressed up against the wall.
Nope, don't want that. So probably just on the side of the ledge, on the water side of the ledge behind her, so that if, you know, he has to, he can, you know, kind of lurch forward and intercede. Get in the way. Yeah, intercede.
Spreeul gets up to here mm-hmm. and starts going this way, where he flies this way and curved to where the noise was coming from. Are you looking through his eyes, or what are you doing?
Yep, I would okay. be at this point.
It looks like he flies up here, sees a pile of, like, clay and mud, and goes to this point, and then all of a sudden just freezes in midair and just drops in the water. And just floats there.
Okay. At that point, I would get out of his vision, snap him back, and try to get Hans and Franz's attention.
Yeah, I already would have been up here. Which, and I don't know if Hughes and everybody else moved forward. I don't know.
Hughes is actually going to take a, like, look kind of, like, point where he's, like, up there towards you guys, like, in the direction that Spreeul just went.
Oh, he's just going to look there, or is he just going to go?
Oh, he's pointing, like, is that where you think it is?
There is a bunch of mud and clay, which is strange, and Spreeul was frozen and fell. He was unable to pass by the next corner. If we go straight here, he was unable to pass by the next corner.
All right. Hughes is like, let's, I'm gonna jump over. And he makes like a athletic jump to hop to the other side, just to be kind of like prepared.
So he jumped to that side. We should probably go here and then jump over, to be honest. That would be the best bet. Yep.
You can do that. You'll have to make an athletics check okay. for me, though.
Don't fail me now, precious.
What's the rules for jumping?
Oh, fuck.
Well, you can jump a number of feet equal to your strength score.
Only if you have a 10-foot running start, though.
I have,
right, otherwise
I am
half.
Proficient in athletics, if that makes a difference.
It will help with whatever your role is, but...
It is a 16.
Okay, Una can successfully jump across, then.
Okay, that is... You would see Una go over here and then jump across. And try to land as quietly as possible without hopefully dying.
What are you doing, Andrew?
No, the smart thing would have been to do summon my disc for Nora. Nat would have been like a jerk.
Everybody's going across. I guess I'll try to jump across over to here.
If you make gonna, well, no, you have at least a 10, so you should be able to make it.
Yeah, I have more than a 10.
Felix, what are you doing?
Quietly moving up Question. Along because all of a sudden people are jumping and crossing. And yeah.
You move your character.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam? What do you got a question about?
10.
How deep is the water?
Feet. 8 feet.
Just so that I remember.
8 feet.
Eight feet.
If Luna
deep.
Was nice, she
okay.
would have summoned the disc ahead of time, but she didn't think that far ahead.
That's okay. Hold on just a second.
Is she visibly distressed?
Not really. She's, well, depends on what you mean by distressed. She looks like she is conflicted and debating between her own thoughts right now.
What's going on?
Nothing. You go ahead.
I'm gonna insight check.
Okay.
That's cruddy, so he'll go ahead and cross the gap. Might as well.
So are most people just jumping across this gap then?
So far, everyone has, yeah.
Okay, then Nora would just go ahead and try to jump across, but she would go all the way down here so that Una can be there to catch her.
Oh, you said you wanted to ask Hans and Franz something, though.
Well, that was before I knew everybody was just jumping across. If Nora saw that everybody could just easily jump across, she would do the same.
I don't know about easy. No.
They have to make athletic
okay.
checks.
Well, then, yeah, if they're make, then definitely not. But so we're going to go back to my first plan. Hans and Franz, could you come down here for me, please?
Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't necessarily leave you. He's like, he's okay. conscious of your phobia. So he's staying near you.
Okay. Do you have any of your light rocks? Can I see down to the bottom? Or is it like dark water?
With your dark vision, you can... It's hard to tell with the distorted water. It doesn't quite look like you can see the bottom of it, but it's like maybe like it's over your head at least.
Okay. Do you have any of your light rocks on you?
I mean, he's holding one, and I found out as I was transcribing my spells into Roll 20 that light can only be cast on one object or only active on one object at a time. So I can't have multiple rocks going.
Gotcha.
Rocks?
Yeah, I have one here. What do you want me to do with it?
Do you think you could throw it into the water so I can see to the bottom?
Oh, okay.
And he just chucks it down into the water so it gets to the bottom as fast as it can.
Okay. It looks probably like 8 feet deep now.
Okay. But like I can see down to the bottom and it's not like dark and creepy down there anymore?
No, not with the light.
Okay. And then she's going to call across to Una. Una, I'm going to need your help. I want you to help get me out, okay?
I can do that.
Wait, Nora, what are you thinking?
Nora is going to go ahead and turn into a frog.
a big frog or a little frog?
Just a little frog.
How strong not a big is one. The current?
Not super strong.
Una's actually going to go down, like hold onto the edge of the water, but like put her body in the water and try to reach as far out as she can, which isn't very far. But so that way it's a shorter distance for Nora to cross to swim.
I mean, Hans and Franz will like put his hands together and lean down.
You know, if you're that small, I can just throw you.
What?
She's already changed, but that terrifies her more.
Ribbit.
You can see her frog head just shake back and forth like, no.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She takes like a few deep froggy breaths and you can see her like little pouch just puff up every once in a while. Oh. Like she's preparing. And she's going to jump in that water and swim towards Una.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
All right. Give me an athletics check.
All
or do
right.
Frogs have a swim speed?
The frogs would probably have a swim
speed. Well, they have a swim speed of 30, but I also just rolled a nat 20.
Woo!
So.
Give me wisdom.
Yeah, right. I have.
Okay, she's level 5.
Yeah.
Silly druids.
Level 4 is what I get swim speed, so. Yeah. And do you want a wisdom? I can roll that on top of the nat 20 that I got for athletics at least to get across.
Okay, yeah.
That's not terrible.
You actually don't need to roll for athletics because you have swim speed.
Okay, and it was 17 if it does matter.
For your swim or for your wisdom?
Wisdom.
Okay. You're okay. You're a little freaked out, but you're like, I got this. It feels a little bit more natural in the frog body and with Una having been working with you on slowly getting more in the water, but you are very grateful when she's got her hand out and you kind of just hop across her arm and onto the other side.
Nora, when she actually makes it across on like into Una's hands, she's going to climb up and sit on Una's shoulder, just slightly shaking and trying to just calm herself
down. And then at that point, I'll gently try to just crawl up on the side.
Okay. That probably took a minute. What are the rest of you gentlemen doing? Because this was going on that are on the other side.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on ahead of us, so I'm going to start going forward. I don't know.
All right.
Does Hughes have a lantern of his
own?
No,
but he's a half elf, so he has dark vision.
We got this, Nora.
Got this. She's learning.
She made it. That's all that matters. She swam alone. That's even better.
So you guys are walking down this way.
Oh my god, there's a pile of turds up here.
It looks like a pile of dirt. You see a pile of dirt.
Well, we've fought dirt before, so I don't trust it. I throw a javelin at it.
That's probably smart. Okay. Throw a javelin at it. Give me an attack roll.
That'll be 10 on the die. Javelin will be a 16.
You successfully hit. As you hit it, you see that the mud shifts a bit. And unlike last time where it formed into a bit of an impish shape, this viscous mound of mud shifts, and you can see small little slits of the clay opening, revealing countless sets of malicious eyes. Larger slits of the creature slowly open and reveal horrendous mouths, all filled with jagged teeth. As the mouths begin to move slowly, you hear a discordant melody of babbling. Sure. Everyone, roll initiative!
Oh, do you want the damage for that, or no?
Yeah, roll. Give me the damage for it.
Max damage, 9.
9? Okay. Okay. Everyone, roll me their initiative, please.
I have a 6, or a 15.
Alright, it's a 4, not a 3. I rolled a 3, but I've got a plus 1. You guys hear Sky snoring?
Lauren, oh my god.
Okay, good.
No.
No.
Okay, Hughes. I gotta roll for Hughes. Oh, Jesus. Hughes rolled terrible. Felix, top of the round.
Okay, so I'm gonna move up 5 feet so I can actually see this thing.
Okay.
And
you're like, what is it, you guys? And then you see this horrible creature with, looks like a mound of dirt, but has a lot of mouths with teeth in it and eyes all over it, too. All
right.
And is babbling.
I'm going to just go ahead and, I think it would be an Arcana check, or would you prefer nature?
To identify what it is? It would probably be Arcana, and I think would that be it? DMs? Would that be an action for her to skirt for her?
Yeah,
to do that,
definitely.
Or no? Yeah, cause you wouldn't. You don't. Yeah, you can spend your action doing that.
Definitely will. So that's a 19.
Okay. You're not. You were never studied in magic. But your cousin used to read a lot more, and she would have books on things from other dimensions, and this sounds like one of those.
So, yeah, he's gonna... He got the name of it, right? Because I know the name.
I don't think he would have... He wouldn't know what it is.
Okay.
Called.
Even with a 19? Okay.
Nope.
So yeah, he's gonna just say, I guess, to Hughes, it's from some other plane, just looking a bit stunned.
Okay. Anything with your bonus action you're gonna do?
I don't really have anything that I'm going to do at the moment. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, for Nora, Una, and Hans and Franz, because you were helping Nora cross the water and they just walked ahead, you guys are going to be out of this for 2 rounds. Because that whole thing took a bit of time to do. So, the next person in initiative is actually the creature. The creature is going to go. Andrew, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw first.
That's a 2. That's a 6. I'm proficient in it.
Oh no. Oh no.
Okay. It's a 6? Okay. You can't take reaction happens until the start of your next turn. And then what happens on your turn, we'll get to that. All right, so this creature is going to kind of like babble and then look like a cat, like, and then just shoot something out of its mouth. Wait, first it's going to move a little closer to do this because I didn't realize it had to be within so many feet. So, hold on a second. Please stand by. I forgot how to DM. Doesn't have to move. Okay, there we go. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
7.
Okay. You are blinded.
You're blinded.
By this thing.
Oh dear.
It just sprayed some sort of viscous liquid all over you, and it's burning. It got in your eyes a bit, and it's blinding you.
This is now my worst enemy ever. My arch nemesis. I shall bring it down.
Alright, and then it's gonna move up to you again. It's going to actually move up to you, and then it's going to try to bite you, which I believe it has advantage on because you're blinded, right?
How many actions does this thing get?
It can make a bite attack, and it can use its spittle if it has it.
The madness is just an aura, I think.
The madness I get.
Does a 17 hit you?
No, not with my shield up.
Oh my god. This thing tries to bite at you with all of the mouths enveloping you, but you just kind of like, even in your blinded state, you're like, oh god! Moru, protect me! And you kind of squirm away from it, but this thing is up in front of you and just babbling incoherently. And you're still blinded. Next up, it is...
Would you say that this creature is gibbering?
I would say it's babbling.
Oh, okay.
Okay, next up is Hughes. Hughes is going to try to shoot at it from around Andrew. And he hits. That is 8 points of damage on this creature. Okay. And Hughes is like, bloody hell, what is that? And then passes the turn, and now Andrew, it's your turn. I need you to roll a d8.
Oh,
3.
Okay, you don't do anything.
That's fine.
Alright, Felix, it's your turn again. You just saw this thing spit all over Hans and Franz and then try to get a little fresh with him with all those mouths. What are you gonna do?
So, just to clarify, would you say that Hans and Franz, up close to the creature, is incapacitated or no?
1 second.
As in the condition, I'm not incapacitated, no. I'm blinded.
It's... unconscious comes up immediately.
As far as sneak attack works, Lauren.
Yeah.
I'm not unconscious.
For sneak attack.
I'm engaged. I'm engaged with it, so you should be fine.
You just met it.
Huh.
Well, I move quickly.
I'm
not incapacitated or unconscious.
Yeah. You can get sneak attack.
I will go ahead and shoot at it with my short bow. That's a 20 to hit. Not at 20, but 20. And... let's see, I think, yeah, that's only one extra. I mean, that's only 1d6, right?
No, you should have at least 2 by now.
Fifth level?
She's fifth level.
Yeah, it's 2 or 3 at fifth level. I don't have my PHP here on hand.
I think it's
your level. If you're level 5, it's 3. I mean, yep.
Yep, it is 3.
Yep, half rounded.
It is 3.
Up.
Okay. So all right. So
3d6.
Yep, 3d6.
3?
3d6.
Yep. Okay. Plus d8 plus 3. So without the sneak attack, that is going to be a 6, 9, and then that's going to be an extra 9, so 18.
18 points of damage. Okay, that looked very painful. It babbles very angrily at you.
And Felix will go ahead and shout, "Something's attack." Sorry. Something's attacking Hans and Franz.
Bro just killed.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this accent all night.
I forgot the last moment, the last time I was speaking. I feel bad.
I do it all the time.
I'm laughing because I've never heard Hans and Franz said in a Scottish accent.
I know. It's kind of amazing. Anything else you're gonna do?
I don't really have anything else, no.
Next up, this is gonna be, you guys are still out of it for the round, so next up after that is... Wow, okay, it's the monster's turn again. You all rolled so bad. Okay.
Hughes go?
No,
yeah, Hughes goes right
before it last time.
About
yeah,
monster,
Hughes goes right after the monster.
Then
it's
okay. I just was curious.
Well, it doesn't get its spittle back, which sucks. Okay.
That's it though.
Let's see. So instead, it's just gonna try to bite you again. Oh my god, it's rolling worth shit. I'm assuming that a 4 doesn't hit your AC. I know it doesn't.
No. It doesn't.
Okay. Alright, and I forgot its ability last turn, so we're gonna move on. It is now Hughes' turn. Hughes is going to try to move over this way a bit to have a different angle on it and shoot with his crossbow again. Oh my god, I'm rolling so good for Hughes and so bad for my monster. Damn it. Okay. Only 3 points of damage that time. Okay, that is going to be Hughes' turn, and then it will be... Andrew, it is your turn. Roll a d8 for me.
Wait, doesn't Felix get to go
no.
again?
It's a 5.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. I have
not
to
yet.
Something.
Does he get a wisdom saving throw?
One every turn. Because it says... babbles and any creature within 20 feet of it that must succeed on a wisdom saving throw. On a failure, the creature can't take reactions until the start of its next turn and rolls a d8 on what it does. And then it has like what the requirements are, but it doesn't say if it just stays or if it goes away or if they make another wisdom save.
I mean, being as how it's until the start of their next turn, I would...
No, I think it probably only lasts.
I don't know.
And so it's a, yeah, like,
no,
I mean, it's a save each round, probably.
Okay, well then make a saving throw for me, Andrew.
10.
You succeed. You can act normally on this turn.
All right, well, I'm gonna go ahead and say, fuck of this thing, and I'm gonna swing with my sword. And I'm gonna miss with a 1. Dory, Hans and Franz, it's either I destroy it or I don't touch it. It's fine.
It's a save or die. It's a hit or
Yeah, exactly. I'm like a lich. Either I do or I don't.
What about for your second attack?
See?
Unnatural 20.
Oh my god.
The attack that killed a nightmare shall also kill a gibbering mouther.
Yep, I mean, this thing hasn't really done any damage to me, so I'm not going to smite it. But I don't enjoy
Wait,
it.
Wait, so. Wasting a nat 20 on not smiting?
I only have so many spell slots. I don't know what we're going to get into down here.
But remember when Lizzie's like, oh yeah, this combat will take more than 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm totally right on that.
Fine. I'll drop him.
No, you don't have to smite it. It's fine. Let the combat last longer. It's fine.
Look at her beg for her monster.
Listen. Oh. Listen.
Nope. Okay, so Lizzie, how do you do it again? Is it max damage and
it's
then roll again, right?
Max damage and roll.
Right.
Yeah, max damage for your initial damage and then roll again.
So you roll 3d8?
So 24 plus stuff and things and junk. Plus 4, so 28. 34, 38, 43 points of damage.
How do you want to do this?
I swing once, which is obviously a feint, because it misses. And then I come back across from right to left with a slash and cut it in half. And follow through with a roundhouse kick and kick it into the water.
Okay, no, we need the body.
In a very...
For okay. what? It's a summoned creature. It'll disappear.
Yeah, it basically...
Just kick the top
Yeah, it basically...
In.
You hit it with that holy damage and its form just starts melting into a blob. Strangely enough, it looks like it's just disappearing as it melts. And then finally there's nothing left but just probably like a set of teeth. No, actually, there's probably like 7 sets of food.
What? I pick them up. Are they like different kinds of teeth?
Make a medicine check.
Are they all like sharp canine teeth?
Make a medicine check.
Mother. Ooh, I got a 19 on that. What's my medicine? Damn it, I don't have anything else. 19, that's still pretty good.
They look like they're all humanoidish teeth, but probably belonging to different individuals. Like
bunch of molars,
maybe some look like they go in a set together, others don't go into sets together. Yeah, multiple sets of each kind of teeth, but they look human.
A couple pairs of
buck
teeth.
Nasty. But from this, I think maybe my brother, you only need something to speak with undead.
No, it has to have a mouth.
Cut the mustard. No, it doesn't.
Totally yes, it does. It has to have a mouth.
Oh, it doesn't. This is part of it's in the
yeah,
mouth.
Just,
it is no,
just the teeth that are hovering there. Just,
no, I am ruling it.
You well, maybe somebody mouth. Will know them by their teeth.
We'll just fashion them a clay mouth,
says you don't,
and we'll speak to
fine.
The teeth.
Maybe some clerics can do something different. I don't know. I put them in my pocket.
So I would just like to take a moment to recap from Hans and Franz, Nora and Una's perspective, right? Like they swim across, Hans and Franz goes back, jumps across, and we hear twang, twang, vwom. And then nothing, and just like,
well,
hey, how's it going? What happened?
Well, you would have also heard little glittering of teeth.
You hear something.
Actually, Felix does shout that Hans and Franz.
Yeah, you guys would have been
attacked.
In the middle of water and jumping when that happened.
That.
So,
and I think after he defeats it, Felix also shouts again. He just shouts,
never mind.
Never mind.
Brother,
Oh, honey, it did. Yala,
what was that light?
Yeah. I killed it. It fucking blinded me. And then, I don't know, it did something. I couldn't do anything for a little bit. And so then when I came back to, I made sure it was dead.
You forgot about the blind, didn't you, Lizzie?
Oh, shit, that's right!
Oh, you said yeah,
but
it's
you were blinded for who knows how long.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
That's okay. Let's see.
Oh, no, until the end of the Mouser's next turn, yeah. It was legit. I wasn't going to retcon it.
Also, Lizzie, I didn't think about this at the time, but going forward, if we fight anymore, if I'm blinded, it does have advantage against me.
Oh, I rolled with advantage.
Okay.
It's just I rolled a 2, and then I rolled a 15, and it only has a +2 to its bite. And I'm like, that's 17. And I'm like, oh no, isn't his armor class higher than that? And I was right. What?
Only with my shield.
Are you have your shield?
Oh yeah, I always have that.
So
I have it on my character sheet, 17/19, but I would never not have it on.
It's fine. It's fine.
I almost never use my sword.
I thought it would be a challenge for you guys. Now I'm really disappointed because I feel like I let you down.
It would have been if I didn't roll a natural 20.
It was a wonderful fight.
I didn't want
fight.
You to fight it. You know
to
what?
Be
fucking
fair.
I mean, to be fair. Thank you, Josh. I mean, it still would have been like 8, 12. It would have been like 16 points of damage still.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been dead. Sneak attack, man.
That would have been close.
It's fine, you guys. It's fine. So, yeah, you successfully killed this thing, and there's a bunch of teeth left now, and the rest of the party wanders over. And it's like, how's it going, guys?
Dead are in my pocket.
Yeah.
Bastard with my teeth. Sorry, Sky. Sorry.
You did that to me.
I thought you were doing that to Sky as like a greeting.
No, that was me to you guys. Like, stay away from my teeth. They're mine. My precious teeth.
Just whoop all the way back to the corner.
Well, here's kind of like jumps across and looks around at like where the spittle impacted, and he's like, "Well, I think I know what melted the metal and the stone. The whole floor."
I got to say, it was a hell of a jump there. I mean, I've got some legs, but damn, son, I must need to do leg day with you.
My husband's into CrossFit.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure we were going to go with that, and I was like,
my husband's into sharing. Is that what you thought he was going to say?
I don't know what I thought she was going to say, but
no,
I was
maybe
confused.
They work out together.
I was worried,
it's
I
their
say,
thing.
Well, that's good for them. That's good for them.
So, which way are we going?
I didn't.
This way.
I mean, it seems like we should go this way. Hey, Hughes.
Yeah?
I don't know if this will help, but will the teeth of its victims give you any information?
I mean, I could try to have some physician maybe see how many sets of teeth there are. And I think Carl was the only Carl, and then there was two other workers that had gone missing, but four. Maybe the other ones were some of our venerable friends.
These teeth that it dropped. Now that I think about it, this is kind of gross.
As you pull them out of your pocket.
But I'll bring them back. Yep. Well, I mean, I'm not going to tie them in my hair.
It'd be pretty savage.
I'll bring these back with us. And
Nara, we're trapped over here.
Cleric or something.
The wall is moving.
Yep, this is a constantly forward-moving video game. It's a platformer. You took the wrong
job. Well, I was going to ask Nora, since she's over. Oh, she's gone.
There you go.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nora's a tiny little frog.
Well, I mean, like, Nora's still on Nuna's shoulder, so.
She can ride on my shoulder as I'm 35 feet in front of you all.
Hughes is like, I'd have to take these to some sort of physician to see if they can match up the sets and verify, like, anything.
That's what the word that
could. Not dental.
What kind of like dental records society is this?
No. Just how many people there actually
I was thinking like a cleric, maybe? Oh, I guess. I thought maybe like a cleric would be able to do something with them.
Like what? Hughes asks. Dead.
Revive somebody? I don't know. Revive them? I don't know.
They just wake up screaming.
All you need is a piece.
Like cavity.
Hughes doesn't know if any magic that would do that. He's like, I don't know. I'm not a religious man myself.
I mean, on that case, you and I should have coffee sometime and let me tell you about some coffee. People I know.
Who know about
He's
teeth?
Married.
Oh, I'm going to talk to him about the Bendaya, you fuckers.
I know, Hughes doesn't know. He's like, you want to talk about teeth?
No. No, you said you're not a religious guy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I can help you there.
Look,
this isn't the place to talk about this. Let's keep moving.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess we should keep looking and just see if there's any other signs for he's like, yeah, we can keep looking and see if there's any more signs of monsters like that down here, but I do know there was at least 3 workers missing, and it looked like there's at least 3 sets of canines in there, if not more.
Where are the dogs?
The
Who
what?
Let them out?
Oh, he said canines.
The term for the sharp teeth. Here, and I show him the teeth.
Brother, that's disgusting. Why do you have those in your pocket?
Because these belong to somebody, brother. And if this is all that we can bury, we should. These were once living people. Maybe they were venerable, but, you know, one of them's probably
gone. I hope not.
I don't know. I mean, this seems kind of like what attacked where they were.
Well, I mean, that's unfortunate. Well, at least we know that he's dead.
I mean,
we've confirmed it.
I mean, we don't know for sure. We still got to keep looking. No. We got to keep looking. I'm just saying, maybe.
What are Una and Nora doing at this point?
I'm assuming we're still walking forward. Isn't that correct? Like,
The aqueduct tunnel looks like it goes down probably another few hundred feet and then curves, like turns again. But yeah.
You know, Rowan, thanks for not participating in battle and making sure that you're following us on the map. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Hans and Frau. It will end with you guys all still in the aqueduct tunnels. And then are you going to keep exploring or are you going to part ways with Hughes and let him go take care of like the teeth records? Like,
yeah,
try
that
to
would
find
be up to Hughes. I'd like to keep going personally just to kind of keep exploring down here. If Hughes wants to go back, he's more than welcome. However, he probably shouldn't go back alone, just a food for thought. Don't need him getting lost down here.
Hughes says that he should probably go file the paperwork and do a report on what he's found. So, but
all right, I give him the teeth.
He's like, what? Give him the teeth. Okay. He says that he actually pulls something out of his bag. He's like, here. This is kind of risky, so don't abuse this, but this is going to be able to at least get you back out of the aqueducts without trouble. And he hands you, like, a piece of metal that has like the guild watch or the city watch on it badge.
Okay.
That has like some identification thing. He's like, that should at least show you that you're assisting with an investigation for now. Don't abuse this. Last thing I need last thing I need is one of the higher ups coming down on my ass and being like, why'd you give this to people and let them roam around freely? But you can kind of see him like smiling as he says it.
As I start tying it into one of my braids. No, I'm just kidding.
He's like, that's temporary.
How far can Greel go?
He's out of range
as
with
far you. As you wanted to go.
Giving a command, how far can he go? Like, is it miles?
300 feet?
Forever?
Yeah, he can
go. He's not
a telepathic connection with him.
You can tell him. You can say, fly back to the islands that we came from, or that I came from.
Then what I'm going to do is
he'll go there.
So he doesn't go back alone. Summon Spreeul, look through his eyes as long as possible, and have Spreeul lead him out. So he's not alone.
You can look through his eyes indefinitely. It's just you can't give him commands if it's out of 100 feet.
Because that's what I want to do.
Yeah, he can do that.
Alone, just in case.
Okay. Yeah. He happily
don't go along.
The bird. Oh, thank you, Una.
What other monsters are lurking in the aqueducts, and will Felix be able to help the party with any more information in regards to the Venerable? Find out next time on the Guardians of Fahal.